Britta Horn, and she is a Rock Creek Volunteer Fire Department Chief and now has thrown her hat into the ring to be the Colorado GOP Chair. She joins us live. Britta, welcome.
Hey, thanks. What a great song. Thanks, Jesse.
Yeah, just for you, absolutely. And I just want you to kind of inform people out there, Britta, about the road that got you here. I mean, to this point where you are considering taking on this enormous responsibility and burden. You feel ready for the charge to be the chair of the Colorado Republican Party.
Okay, so yes, I'm running for the state GOP chair because I'm the person that could put things together, that can unify the party and be able to foster the relationships, because relationships are all about, you know, working with each other, listening to each other, you know, fostering good good conversations. And then I'm also being able to get, you know, essential resources together because, you know, resources are more than just money. And I'm a really good fundraiser. I know all the donors in the state. I know how to get that money done. But we also have to foster relationships and resources with volunteers. And I've been a volunteer chief for, I think I'm going on 16 years. I've always been a part of volunteer organizations. And I really enjoy doing that. And even at CPAC, I don't know if you know about CPAC and Washington, D.C., we always have Trump coming. Mm-hmm. And I was always a volunteer for them. In the last 4 years, I've been hired as the volunteer coordinator. So I coordinate 225 people to make sure that we have a great event for 4 days when over 20,000 people show up. So I love working with volunteers. I know how to work with them. And I believe all these different skill sets makes me perfect for the job.
I agree, and you can find out more about her online at brittahorn.com. That's BRITAHORN.com. She joins us here on Ryan Schuling Live. Now, Britta, you just mentioned a couple of things, and I guess I'll lead with this question. I got others for you as well, but two reasons why I think the Republican Party has struggled so much here in Colorado, and that's fundraising, the deficit between what we are able to raise on our side and the Colorado Democrats, and then also ground game, where it seems like we've been lapped on the field in recent years. Take us through what you've observed, either from the outside looking in or the volunteer positions that you've held, like you've said, under the leadership of the past several terms, whether it's Dave Williams now or Christy Burton Brown before him or going back before him, as to why we keep coming up short here in Colorado, both in terms of fundraising and ground game.
Well, definitely on the ground game. We're not seeing the ground game. We have all these different organizations outside the party. You know, they're all working on their own, but we're not together and working together on it. And there's no... Like when you know, one of your besties, Natalie Tennant, which is my bestie, yep. As soon as we saw right after the election, we saw that we were running short in Weld and Eagle County, Weld and Adams County, when Ryan Gonzalez and Daniel Woog and even Gabe Evans, we were trying to find out how are we going to put together the ballot curing.
Yes.
There was tens of thousands of ballots that were being cured, meaning they weren't getting voted because of some kind of error, whatever the error was. And we just put together a group of people. We kept calling on people and working with the candidates. And we had over 80 people willing to make phone calls to tell everybody how to cure their ballots. And it was just a great ground game that just wasn't being done anywhere else. So we were doing things because it wasn't getting done at the state level. And then the same with fundraising. All the checkbooks were closed these last 2 years. Mm. The local money went out of state. It went to other candidates across the country. Didn't stay in state. And it was because they were so frustrated about who was running it, what was going on. And, you know, we can look to the past and we have to be transparent, absolutely transparent to what happened, you know, audits and things like that, and to gain the responsibility of that trust with everybody. But we've got to move this ball forward. We've got to advance. We're only 30% of the state. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be like, I'm just like overwhelmed. 70% of the state is not Republican.
Correct.
And we know with the voter rolls, that probably, I'm looking at some statisticians for me, for July and August, they're going to be unaffiliated over 50%, which is the both combined, Democrats and Republicans. We got a lot of work to do.
We do. Britta Horn is looking to do that work. She is stepping up in a big way, declaring her candidacy to be the Colorado GOP chair, and she joins us here. Britta, I want to focus on the positive because there was really light at the end of the tunnel and kind of a bright spot, and you mentioned it, and I want to talk a little bit more about it. We had Gabe Evans on the program yesterday, but I remember as that race was winding down election night the next day, Yadira Caraveo had a lead. Now, Gabe didn't concede, and he was stalwart. Now, he's a numbers guy, too. And I was texting back and forth. I'm like, do you think the votes are out there for you to legitimately win this thing? And he didn't even waver. He just one-word response, yes, in a text. Now, yep. You said it, though. It was Valdemar Archuleta. It was you. It was Lauren Boebert. It was just a cast of dozens that got together and were curing these ballots. And I got to ask you this. Had that not been done, would Gabe Evans be the sitting congressman for the 8th District right now?
Oh, boy. And we felt that. We felt that rush, that if we didn't do that, and you have to remember, through those 10 days to procure ballots, you had to train everybody how to do it, get a script, get them a list, get them even the voter, you know, the person we're calling and texting saying, hey, here's your voter number, so they could do, you know, teach everybody how to do what was text secure. And we were out of breath because we also had a weekend where nobody could walk into the clerk's office. And then Monday was a holiday. Yep. So we were like, this is crazy. I mean, out of breath, daylight to dark, just getting all these lists from all these candidates, cutting them back down to just, you know, sizable a bite so we could get those 80 people. You named a lot of top line names, but you got to remember all the unsung heroes, all these other volunteers, all these grassroots people that just wanted to help. We sent them a list of 30 names and say, just get it back to us as soon as you can. You know, call them and then text them and then text them the, you know, how to text secure on, you know, on their phone, which is phenomenal. And we did that for every Republican. And if we didn't get a response from them, Ryan, then we made sure the next day there was a group of people knocking on their door.
As I recall, too, Britt, at least for a portion of this, I was talking to Valdemar through this. There was really bad weather to contend with at that time, too, right?
Yeah, we had people that were just drivers, just to drive people to the door so they could hop out and keep the car running. We had it down to a driver to come help, and then we had to get to the unaffiliateds. And I'm going to tell you, those unaffiliateds helped get us across the line too.
Wow,
And we knew that because we saw UAF, it's unaffiliated, in the spreadsheets that we cut back. And then we had to kind of change the script a little bit, Ryan, because we're like, okay, how are we going to talk to these guys? Because we only want our unaffiliateds to cure their ballots, right? Because, you know, the Democrats are calling too.
Oh, yeah.
So we changed the script just a little, and we just had a little fun with it, but it got everybody to do it. We just called and said, hey, you know, I'm Britta, and I'm a Republican. What'd you think of the election last week with Trump? And just based on how they responded, whether we told them that, you know, cure their ballot, or they were too busy cursing, calling us names, and hanging up the phone.
Wow, what a strategy. That is sound. I like it.
Then we took notes for it. So we finally now have data on all those unaffiliateds. It was like a survey. It worked great.
Incredible.
We know which ones to call again. And that's what we need to do, because I know the unaffiliateds. When I came into Colorado in 1989, met my husband in 90, we got married in 91, and he was an unaffiliated, he was an independent. And I'm like, what the heck is that? I came from Washington, D.C., upstate New York, and I grew up in Chicago. We only had two parties. So I had to really talk to all the ranchers going, why are you guys all unaffiliated, you know, independent? And they're like, because they can't trust either party, and they had to do what was best for their livelihood.
Britta Horn, our guest, and she's a candidate for the GOP chair spot here in Colorado. Britta, final question. I know you were part of a group that I supported, along with Eli Bremmer, to try to upend the current leadership of Dave Williams, Hope Shepelman, et cetera. That was not successful. One, why wasn't it successful? And two, why will it be different this time around for you?
Well, just for record's sake, when I was running against Eli and then some other candidates that I'll step back. And we really wanted that to work because we had to take all that information that we did at that Brighton meeting and go to that court case to say, look, we did everything right. And instead of being able to go to the court case, the case got dismissed. So I believe it was the right thing because they followed the letter of the law of the bylaws, how to do this as members, as, you know, central committee members. And I just looked at that as an opportunity to go, look, let's get out this voice. Let's see what we can get done, because I was up for it for the last 100 days.
Right.
Let's make change, because you know, as a firefighter, as a first responder, as putting out fires, I'm like, you know, here's the tourniquet. Make the bleeding stop.
Mm. Find out
and
more.
That's where we were at.
Her website, brittahorn.com. That's B-R-I-T-A, horn, like you're playing a trombone, horn.com. And she's running, once again, for the Colorado GOP chair spot. Britta, thank you so much for your time today, and I'm sure we'll follow up more conversations in the future. Best of luck.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely.
Bye, Ryan.
Bye.